Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Mem Tes, two lines at the bottom of Daf Mem Chesem Beis, and as we saw yesterday, Rabbi explained that the machlokes in the Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon was in a case where Rachel sent a shliach to be mekabel her Kedushin from Reuven, and she told the shliach that Reuven told her that he wanted to be mekadesh with Kesef, and then when a shliach went to Reuven to be mekabel the Kedushin, Reuven gave the shliach Zav, and the Tanakam held is not considered a valid Kedushin because Rachel must have had a kapeda that she dafka wanted Kesef, as potentially at that moment Rachel needed silver in order to fix an ornament or to fix some sort of jewelry, and Rabbi Shimon held that Maru Makunloi, that she was just telling him that I want to make it easier on Reuven, and if Reuven gives you silver, you should accept that as well. But certainly if Reuven gives you Zav, then certainly I want the Kedushin to be Chal, and therefore Rabbi Shimon holds that the Kedushin is valid. Our Gemara begins, Abaye explains, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Kulu Svirlu, that all these Tanayim agree to the same concept, that when you make a Shliach, then Maru Makunloi, if you give him specific instructions, then you don't necessarily mean dafka those instructions, but you mean to say that I want to make it easier for you. And as Rashi at the bottom of the states, Kulu Svulu, Mar Makamulai, Ha'imul Shluchai, Lassus Lai Bedava Kal, Vasal Bedava Kavi, Deinze Shuni, that if you tell Shliach to do something which is easy, and then he does something which is more difficult, that's not considered Shinui in the Shlichus, and it's still considered a Shliach, Vala Amulai Dava Kal, and the only reason why the Mashliach told the Shliach something which was easier, Laharis Lai Makam Lahakal, Bishlichusai, in Kavala, in order to make it easier for him in the shlichus, if it would be more difficult for him to do it in another way, and maybe he wouldn't want to take on that shlichus. Gemara continues that where do we see that these tanayim hold that mar makum loy? Rav Shimon hadamar, and Rav Shimon is based on a mishnah as we just explained, and Rav Shimon Gamliel the tanan, and we continue on that mem tesam alf that we see Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds mar makum loy based on the first mishnah in the 10th parak in Maseches Bava Basra in parak Get Pasha, which states Get Pasha Edom Teichai and Mekusha Edom Machurav. We will explain this quickly because this is not our sugya. Basically, even though the Gemara in Bava Basra talks about a get, it's not referring only to a get isha, but we're also referring to a standard shtar chayv as well. And the Mishnah over there tells us that there are two types of shtaris, or two types of gittin that the Rabbanim were misakin. The first is a standard get that we understand, which is a straight document, and at the end of the document, the Edom would sign. That is what the Mishnah Maseches Bava Basra states when it says, get pashat Edom teichai, when you have a standard get, then the Edom is written inside the get. However, the Rabbanim saw that the Kahanim were kapdonim, and they would get angry at their wives, they would quickly run to a sefer and have the sefer write a get for them, and then they immediately gave it to their wives prior to calming down, and then once they calmed down, they were mischarit that they divorced their wife, but they weren't able to remarry her. And just like we know that a kohen hedid is us to marry Grusha, it is also us for him to marry his own Grusha, and therefore they would not be able to get remarried, and therefore a bottom of misakin to make a more difficult get, and a kohen would have to write that get, which was called the get makusha, and this way, by the time that they would actually write that get and make sure to be misakin that get in a proper fashion, the kohen would potentially calm down and decide not to give the get to his wife. The basic concept of get mekusha is you had a piece of paper and at the top line you left a blank, then you wrote one line of the tariff of the get, which refers to the main parts of a get, which is the name of the husband, the wife, as well as where they come from, as well as the date that's written in the get, as well as the lashon of reyat mutaris l'cha adam, any other lashon which would make the get kosher. Every other line they would have a blank line. So then they would have, for example, three lines, and they would take the blank part of the get and they would fold it over onto the line that was written, and then they would continue doing so and create some sort of a fan-like document. In order to understand Agmar, aside from a get pasha being a straight document and a makusha being a fan-like document, a get makusha was also different than a get pasha, whereas the edim of a get pasha was written on the front face of the actual shtar. However, the signatures of the edim of a get makusha was signed on the back of the shtar. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us, pasha should Kosvo Edom Achurv, if you had a get pashut and the Edom were written on the backside of the shtar, or Makusha Shekosvo Edom Teichai, where you had a get Makusha and the Edom was signed on the inside of the shtar, Shneim Psulim, both of them were pasul, as Rashi says, Shleim Nasir Ketika Chachamim, as although you have Edom and you have Edi Chasima, but the Maisa wasn't done in the proper way, using this document in order to divorce your wife, it would be pasul Lagamri, and she would be considered a full fledged Ezish. And the mission continues, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, argues in Tanakh. And he says, Makusha Shekosva Edom Mitechai, that if you had a get Makusha and the Edom were written inside the get Makusha and not on the back side of the get, Kasha would be Kasha, Shiachal Asayz Pashad, as although it's true that you wanted to write a get Makusha, but you could now leave it open and you could make it a get Pashad, and there would be nothing wrong with this get. And Rashi explains in Mafsik Ave bin Shitas Ayanis, Mabekach, and Taisis expands on these words of Rashi, he says, Perish Bekundras, Imashum Shish Ave bin Shitel Shita, even though you have a blank line between every line of text on a get Makusha. However, We don't have to worry about that. Because there are many seferim that aren't such professionals. They also leave space between each line of ksav and each line of text. And Taisus continues that even though we know that a get karech is puzzle, Zok Taisus like mikri karech, it's not considered a bold get. Elik shi shita shacholak tfeim in edim, only if there are blank lines more than edim achasum by that are signed on the get. Avamish edim achasum by kashita shacholak like mikri karech. However, if there are the same amount of edim as there are blank lines, so then we understand that it's not considered karech, as people will look for that amount of lines, and therefore you won't be able to forge the get and write something into these blank lines. Rashi continues and is bothered that what's pshat in Tanakhama, that he says it's not a valid get, and Zok Rashi with time in Tanakhama and Farash Hossam, the Kasava in Yachal Asay's Pashut, that it's impossible to take a get Makusha and now change it to a get Pashut, Mepresha Makusha Ba Pashut in Zmanishava, because one of Takonis, in order to make a difference between a get Makusha and a get Pashut, was that they said the times and the dates are not the same. She increases Zaman Makusha Bo Isishana, El Mishana Shachra, as the standard was that when they wrote the date for a Shtar Makusha or for a get Makusha, they wrote it from the next year and not from this year. And this way, if someone will change a get Makusha into a get Pashut, then this get is a post-dated get and is not a valid get. And the Mishnah over there continues that after we see the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Chanina and Gamliel, so Rav Shimon Gamliel continues and states, Hakol Kamin Gamedina. At this point of the Gemara feels that Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing on Tanakam and Rav Chanina and Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that if Reuven wants to divorce his wife Rachel and he's in a place where the standard is to write a get Pashut, and he goes and hires a sefer in order to write a get, and instead of the sefer writing a get Pashut, which is the standard of that area, and instead the sefer goes and writes a get Makusha, then that get would not be valid. And the same would be true if then in Mokum, where the standard is to write a get Makusha, and the husband hires a sefer in order to write a get for him, and the sefer goes and writes a get Pashut, then it would not be a valid get. Certainly it seems from this Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel was saying a new din, and it seems Rav Shimon Gamliel is a Das Yochid, and he's arguing both on the Tanakam and Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, and therefore it would seem that Tanakam and Rav Chanina ben Gamliel would argue Rav Shimon Gamliel, and they would hold that in that case it would be a get kosher. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Vavinimba, the Tanakam, Leslie, Minigam, Menina, how can you say that the Tanakam, as well as Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, argues Rav Shimon Gamliel on this point, if L'chira, the Minigam, Menina is to write a get Makusha or a get Pashut, and certainly the Shliach has to follow the Minigam, Menina, and if he doesn't do so, then he wasn't considered the Shliach of the husband, and therefore the get is not valid, and therefore Rav Ashi explained the machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the two Tanaim of the beginning of the Mishnah as follows. That certainly if you're in a place that the minig is to write a get pashut and the sefer went and wrote a get makusha, we're in a place where the minig is to write a get makusha for avalei pashut and the sefer went and wrote a get pashut, cool down by plinking the badik kapeda, that certainly over there, even in Tanakama as well as Rav Chanina ben Gamliel would agree that certainly a kapeda of the husband and therefore it's not considered a valid get. The machlek is between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanoi Kamoi, meaning the Tanakam and Rav Chanina Gamliel is talking about a scenario where it was a place where the minig was that they would write get pashut and they would also write gittin as a get makusha. The Amalei and Reuven said to the sefer, "Avali pashut, I want you to write me a get pashut." However, the sefer went ahead and wrote a more difficult get, and he wrote a get makusha. So Masav Kapeda, the Tanakam holds that since Reuven said, "I want you to write a get pashut," and instead the Shliach, who is the sefer, wrote a get makusha, therefore he was makbid, and therefore the sefer is not considered a shliach, and therefore the get would not be valid. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, and as Rashi says, the Amma, as Reuven said, that all I need is a get pashut, that if you were to make a makusha, that since the minig medina is even to write a get makusha, so kasha it would be a valid get. And Reuven dafka wanted a get pashut, and since the sefer did not follow his instructions, therefore he's not considered a shliach. The Gemara continues that Abaye stated that there were three man d'amru who hold Mar Makamulai, Rav Shimon of Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel, who we just saw, and Rabbi Elazar. And the Gemara states that Tnan, where do we see that Rabbi Elazar holds Mar Makamulai from a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin on Daf Samach Chayim and Aleph? The Mishnah states that Ish Shomer is Kabbali Gittin and Makam Plani. Rachel appoints a shliach to go and be Makabal again and be a shliach of Kabbalah and accept a get from a husband Reuven. She says, go accept from Reuven in this place, the Kibbal Gittin and Makam Acher. And instead, the shliach goes and accepts the get from Reuven in a different place, then Tanakam holds that it's possible. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Elazar Machsha, and Rabbi Elazar says that it would be Kasha, Alma Kasava. So we see that Rabbi Elazar holds Mar Makamulai, that Rachel really wasn't Makbid, where the shliach goes and accepts the get from her husband Reuven, or all she was doing was saying that you should know, I'm making it easy for you, and the Reuven should be in this place, and this way you could find him much easier. But certainly if you find Reuven in a different place and you accept a get from Reuven in a different makim, certainly I want to get to be chal as well, and I want you to be my shliach, the Kabbalah, in that case as well. And Rashi explains that what is the Tanna Kamma hold, and why is the Tanna Kamma arguing Reb Elazar in this case? Rashi explains that the Tanna Kamma v'kpedi efshi shetekablenu al sham, as Rachel specifically wants the shliach to be makabal the get in that specific spot, ve'in ze shlucha b'makom acher, and he's not considered a shliach in any other place. And Rashi in Maseches Gittin explains this further, and he explains that Rachel only wants the get to be accepted in a specific spot, as people in that area may not know her, and this way she won't be embarrassed by receiving the get. Therefore, Rachel is makbid that the shliach should not accept her get in another spot, as in that place she'll have more embarrassment. The Gemara continues, Amu Ula, Ula explains, machlekes b'shvach mamon, this machlekes that we had in our Mishnah between Tanna Kamma and Reb Shimon, only when there was a financial benefit to Rachel. For example, if Rachel told her shliach to go and accept kesef for kedushin from Reuven, and then Reuven gave a zav, the Tanna Kamma still holds that's not considered a valid kedushin. We have to look at each person subjectively, and since it's possible that Rachel wants silver for a specific purpose, for example, she wants to fix a piece of jewelry, therefore we say it's possible that she was makbid, and therefore the kedushin is not valid. However, Reb Shimon holds that Mara Makum Uloi, and we have to look at gold objectively, and since gold is more valuable than silver, then certainly when a person sends a shliach to accept silver, they only mean to say that I'm making it easier for you, and you could accept silver as well, but certainly if it gives you gold, that would even be better. However, Ula continues, that Reb Shimon agrees to Tanna Kamma, that if the question is for better yichus, then all would agree that it's not considered mekudeshes, as over there, certainly, subjectively, each person may look at it, that even though it seems that it's a better yichus, but maybe that's not good for this specific person. And as Ula explained, Misana du Rab Mikaroi Loibino, there's a mashal that people say that a person doesn't want a shoe that's too large for them, as in that case, the shoe won't fit them, and they won't be able to walk with that shoe. Therefore, as Rashi explains, for example, as we will have the case on the Mem Tesla base, if Reuven says to Rachel, Amanash ani mamzo v'nimtzu shu nisin, and we find out instead of being a mamzo, he's actually on a higher level because he's in sin, she's still not going to be willing to be married him, because she's a mamzeres, and she doesn't want to have a husband that's greater than her nichos, and she's always concerned that maybe he'll throw it back at her face and say that I'm married beneath my level and beneath my dignity, and therefore she would rather marry someone on her level, someone that's in her social class. And Rashi, in the first of the wise lines, explains why isn't the sin on a greater level than a mamza, because the sin zeh gevoinim is referring to the gevoinim, Hashem v'itnim Yeshua chayfei itzim v'shevim mayim, and they came to Yeshua and they tricked Yeshua into converting them and it became actual geirim, and then Yeshua knassed them and they made them chayfei itzim v'shevim mayim, but they were really part of Klal Yisrael. V'aminim v'vamis, that even though really Yisrael should be able to marry anyone from the gevoinim, however David gazaleim, it was only a takan rabbanon that you shouldn't marry someone from the gevoinim. As we know, a mamza is even on a lower level than a sin, because a mamza is as a lovely bakal based on a din deraisa. The Gemara continues, we also have a braisa that teaches us the same thing as Maidir Rav Shimon im Hintala Shvach Yuchsin in the Mekudeshes, that the braisa says first that Rav Shimon is Maidir Tadakama if Reuven misled Rachel when he was trying to marry her, and even though it was a Shvach Yuchsin, the Kedusha would not be valid. And as we brought an example from Rashi, that if he said that I'm really a mamza and it turns out that he was in sin, that the marriage is still not valid, and the Tezriya Zakin gives an example, which is the first case of the Mishnah Daf Mem Tesa Beis, that Reuven said to Rachel, "Harei mekudeshes li al menas that I'm a glavi," and it turns out that he's really a kohen, that the kedusha would not be valid. The lashon of Tezriya Zakin is that it's kpeda habish zed das ksas bnei adam, that some people feel she'im reitz l'schabim gadol mehem shemizgar leim, that they don't want to join together with someone with has greater yichus, as they'll be misgar on them. The Gemara continues, "Om Ravashi." Ravashi says that not only do we have a brisa that states this din specifically, however, Masisin Nami Deka, we could bring a raya from the Mishnah that Mem Tesla Beis from a diak as well, the Tani, because the Mishnah Mem Tesla Beis states, Amanashani Koyim Nimsalevi, that if Reuven says to Rachel, I'm being Makadishu on condition I'm a Koyin, and it turns out that Reuven was really a Levi, or Levi and Nimsa Koyin, or he said I'm in Levi, and it turns out he was on a great Yichus and he's a Koyin, or he said in Sim Vinimsa Mamza, that I'm really in a sin, and it turns out that he's less of Yichus and he's a Mamza, or Mamza Vinimsa in a sin, that even is on a greater level. The Mishnah states that in both cases, the din is that it's not considered a valid Kedushin, for like Paul Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon is not chaylik on Tanna Kamma. Therefore, we see that Reb Shimon is made of Tanna Kamma, and hit the Lashvach Yuchsin that ain't a Mekudeshes. The Gemara continues, Maskula Mar Bar Vashi. Mar Bar Vashi asked the following question to his father Reb Vashi from the end of the Mishnah on the Mem Tesla Beis, and he asked, El Detoni Lemaisa, the Mishnah on the Mem Tesla Beis continues, and states that if Reuven says to Rachel, I'm an Asher Yishli Bas, that I'm marrying you on condition that I have a daughter that could take care of me, a Shifcha Mugudelis, or a Shifcha that's older, and therefore she could take care of me. And of course, this would be beneficial to Rachel that she wouldn't have to take care of her husband. Ve'inloi in Lemaisa, he doesn't have a daughter, or he doesn't have an older Shifcha. When the mission continues, I'm an Asher Inloi, or if Reuven said that I'm making condition that I don't have a daughter or a Shifcha that's a Gedela, Ve'yeshloi in Lemaisa, he has one. The Mishnah just says that it's not considered a valid Kedushin in both cases. Lemaisa, that last case is a case where it's a Shvach Mammon, as it is financial benefit to Rachel, and she won't have to take care of her husband Reuven. Hachinami, the Leipolig, will you say that Reb Shimon is not going to be Chaylik in that case? Of course, he has to be Chaylik, because as we said, the Reb Shimon is Chaylik on Tanakama in any case where it's a financial benefit, Elipolig Bereshiv, who had the Lesefer. Therefore, you must explain that even though the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesa and Beis doesn't state Reb Shimon was Chaylik, but since he was Chaylik in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Chesa and Beis, which is our Mishnah B'degei Kesev and Zav, and therefore, certainly, he's Chaylik in the Sefer as well, and the Mishnah didn't have to state it. So, Hachinami, Polig Bereshiv, who had the Lesefer, and therefore, B'degei Shvach Yuchsin, it's possible that since he was Chaylik in the Reshiv, B'degei Shvach Bamin, therefore, he didn't have to tell us that he's Chaylik in the Sefer as well, and really, Reb Shimon's Chaylik over there as well, and you wouldn't have a riot from a Mishnah to the din that Ula stated that the only times Machlaid is between Reb Shimon and Tanakama is B'Shvach Mamin, Al B'Shvach Yuchsin, the Vyakol, Inim Kudeshes. And the Gemara continues that Reb Ashi now responds his son, Mar Bar Ashi, that Hachi Hashto, Hostam Idi V'Idi, the Shvach Mamin, Palu Bereshiv, who had the Sefer, the Inich and Ami, B'Negei, the case of the Sefer of Amnashi Yishli Bas, or Shifchu M'Gudelas, V'Einloi, or Amnashi Einloi, V'Yishli, that's the Shvach Mamin, certainly Reb Shimon will be Chaylikan and Tanakama, and certainly the reason why we didn't mention Reb Shimon is Chaylikan and Tanakama in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesa Beis is since Reb Shimon was already chiluk on the Tanakam and the Reisha B'degei Shvach Bamin, and therefore there's no chiluk between the Reisha on Mem Chesa and Beis and the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesa Beis, and certainly Reb Shimon is chiluk. However, Hachad the Shvach Yuchsinu in the case of the beginning of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesa and Beis of Amnasha and Yikayim v'nimtz Levi or Levi v'nimtz Yikayim or Nesim v'nimtz Mamzo Mamzo v'nimtz Nesim, Dr. Vashi im Isa the Polig Nisni, if it's true that Reb Shimon would be chiluk on the Tanakama, then certainly he should go out of his way and the Mishnah should make sure to say that Reb Shimon is chiluk, because otherwise we would think at Gula that he's not chaluk. Therefore, by the fact that the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesa and Beis doesn't say that Reb Shimon is chaluk on the din of the Tanakama, but the Gea Menashe Nikoyim and Nimtza Levi, Levi Nimtza Koyin, must be that Reb Shimon is actually not chaluk on the Tanakama in the case of Shvach Yuchsin. And therefore, from our Mishnah itself, we have a diak like Ula. The Gemara continues, Ibaisema, or I could respond that Hachinami Shvach Yuchsin, that your whole question on me is based on the fact that the Mishnah speaks about Amanashe Yishli Basa Shifcha Megudalas Veinloi, or Amanashe Einloi Veishloi, that's a Shvach Mamin, and even though in that case, if it's a Shvach Mamon, then certainly Reb Shimon would be Chaluk on the Tanakama, and still Reb Shimon did not say that he's Chaluk on the Tanakama in the Mishnah Daf Mem Tesa and Beis. However, Zok Gemara, then really that case is actually not talking about Shvach Mamon, but it's actually a case of Shvach Yuchsin. When Reuven said to Rachel, I'm marrying you on condition that I don't have a daughter or I don't have a Shifcha Megudelas, and it turns out that he really does have a daughter or a Shifcha Megudelas, that's not considered a valid Kedushin, that it's really not a case of Shvach Mamon, but it's really a case of Shvach Yuchsin. And as the Gemara explains, Misavret Mai Megudelas Gedoy L'Mamish, that who said that the case of a Shifcha Megudelas is talking about a Shifcha that was a Gedoy and could take care of him, Mai Megudelas Gadelas, that when it says the Lashon that she was a Shifcha Megudelas, is discussing a scenario where there's a Shifcha who is a person of great stature, and therefore Reuven told Rachel that I'm marrying on condition that I don't have a Shifcha of great stature, that is considered a Shvach Yuchsin. Even Rav Shimon agrees that this is a subjective matter. L'maisa, there are many women that wouldn't want to have a Shifcha of great stature in the home, the Amr he, because Rachel would say, since your Shifcha is someone that is choshev and therefore has the ability to go and schmooze with my neighbors, I don't want her to listen to things I talk about in my home or things I do in my home, and then she will go and talk to neighbors and tell the neighbors what Rachel said or what Rachel did, and therefore it's actually not a benefit to Rachel and it's actually to her detriment, and that's why even Reb Shimon would agree that's not considered a valid kedushin. As Rashi states, Meshum she chashuva mitzui l'sapim shechina yisera v'tishma memenu dvarim v'tisada oisa l'pnei shechina yisai v'titin oisi v'fiyem l'lag v'keles. In the second Taisus Amid, Taisus states, Pirusha kondrus chashuva u'mitech she chashuva be'inei anoshim devrei mekubalim, that's not only that she'll be able to speak to her neighbors, but also because she's considered chashuv, therefore people will actually trust what she says, therefore anything she tells them about Rachel, they will actually believe. And Taisus continues, Rabbeinu Chananel Pirush megadelas sar, that when the Gemara talks about a megadelas, it's not talking about someone of great stature, but the Gemara means that this Shifcha was a Megadelasa, she was a hairdresser, Kamei Megadelasa Neshaya, Umetesha Lechaz Mebayis Lebayis Lekloya, Mesaparis Kaladvarim Meno, and therefore, once she's going from house to house in order to braid other women's hair, she speaks to them and she'll be able to talk to them about Rachel, and Rachel doesn't want this to occur. Possibly the reason why Rabbeinu Chananel has a different pshat in Rashi is because he didn't feel that there could be any shifcha that is so choshev that we'll be able to sit around with the neighbors and talk to them, and therefore he felt that the only explanation could be that this shifcha was someone that had a job that would put her into contact with women, and the women would trust her at that point and start speaking with her, and they would trust her word. And let's keep in mind that although the Gemara just explained how the case of Bas or Shifcha Megudalas is not a case of Shvach Mamon, but it is a case of Shvach Yuchsin, however, the Gemara did not explain how we will explain the case in the Mishnah of Amnasha Besi Karv Lemechatz Venumse Rachik or Rach Venumse Karv. In this case, subjectively, everyone would want to be closer to a Besa Mechatz. It is also a case of Shvach Mamon, Vitzarach Beer. The Gemara continues, Tanur Abanam, we learned regarding other Tanayim of Kedushin, Amnasha Nikraina, if Reuven says to Rachel that I'm marrying you on condition that I'm someone that could reap Sukkim, Kivin Shakar Shleish Sukkim Besik Nesses, Kudeshas, then he must mean to say that I'm someone that has the ability to read three psukim in the shul, and I could get aliyah in shul and read a specific three psukim, and therefore you won't be embarrassed to marry me. And if you could do so, then you'll be mekudeshes. However, Behuda imah as yikrav yitagim, it's not enough that he could read three psukim, but he has to be able to read at least three psukim, and he also has to be metagim that. And some explain that when Behuda says as yikrav yitagim, not only does he have to be able to read three psukim, but he has to be able to read the entire Torah and be metagim it. And the Gemara asks, yitagim idaitei, then how could Behuda say that Reuven should have to go and actually read psukim in the Torah and then be metagim it based on his own svaris? But Tanya, but we learned the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda himself says, I'm metagim pasuk ketzurasai, if someone's metagim pasuk in the manner that states in the Torah, and he translates it literally, hareza badoi, where he's lying as to proper pshat in the Torah, that meisav lov, and someone adds on to the Torah, and he says a pshat, and he says his own pshat in tagim, hareza mecharef megadiv, then he's considered a mecharef megadiv. We'll get back to explain this line of the Gemara in a moment based on Rashi. Gemara's question is, that how could Rabbi say that the person has to be able to read and be metagim and even medaita, if certainly he can't go and be metagim based on his own das, el my tagim, when Rabbi Yehuda said that he has to be able to go and say the tagim yidan, it means that he has to know the tagim unklus on his psukim. Let us see Rashi, five lines on the bottom of the Amid, hametagim pasuk etzurasei, shebol l'chasa teisus hatagim shalonu, and he decides to remove what the tagim explains and adds on to this pasuk, loima loyetagim pasuk zel etzurasei, I will explain this pasuk exactly the way it states, and literally kagoyin loisana rib, and he will explain loisasa l'adina, that a person should not say edus regarding a case on a din Torah, hareza b'day, certainly that's considered a liar, because certainly the din is just the opposite, that if a person knows testimony regarding a case, then certainly he has to come to Beis Din and say what the testimony is, in order to make sure that the din comes out, l'amita shel Torah. And this adds on to Rashi, the adrab of mitzvah loitzi adin loyro, el hachi metagim, that the proper tagim of that pasuk is, loitis manim el alfa l'manim et boim minach bedino, and you should not hold back from teaching someone that comes to you in order to have a din Torah. Rashi continues, v'amaisav lo v'shabal loim ha'hoil v'nit v'shus l'hoisav isav gamani b'chol makam she'arza. Once I see that tag was able to add on to the Torah and not explain the psukim literally, therefore I will also take license and explain the psukim the way I want to explain it. Hareza mechara from vazas ha'makam mishanas devarim, you'd be mevazah kadosh baruch hu because you're changing his words. And Rashi explains, v'unklus k'shoisav, and even though unklus himself wrote tagum, which is moisav on the Torah, lab midaita ha'isav, shorei b'sinai niten, as certainly tagum comes from ha'sinai, el shesh tekech v'chaz b'yastai, as we learned in the Gemara Masechet Megillah on Daf Gimel, based on the pasuk of some seichel, that we know the tagum was given to us from ha'sinai, and then it was forgotten, and unklus came, and once again, taught us the proper tagum, but all came min ha'shemayim. I am the last nine lines of Taisus on Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph, and Diba Maschah, the tagum pasuk k'tzurasai, where Taisus brings from Rabbeinu Chananel, there's actually one pasuk in Pashat Mishpatim relevant to Mayim and Ha'sinai. He explains this Gemara based on one pasuk, and for example, the pasuk of Mishpatim that says Vayiru Selekei Yisrael, the metagim v'chazu yaselekei Yisrael, and then if he's metagim it as they saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu hareza b'day, certainly that's a lie. The shechina mamish l'ro, that's impossible that Klai Yisrael would have saw the shechina itself. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, k'lo yireni adam v'chai, that a person couldn't see Hakadosh Baruch Hu and live. And similarly, Taisa continues by meisav lov va'omach v'chazu yas malachad alaka, if someone actually changes it and says that they saw the malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaRezim Mecharev, and this makes sense, Shetayla Shvach HaMokim B'malach, Elohochi Metagminon, but the Tagum Unkus on that Pasuk is, B'chazu Yasikor Dolokoy in Israel, that they saw the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayin Taisus. And the Gemara now continues, V'hanim Mili, the Amalei Kreiner, the only time that we said all he needs to know is three psukim, or coin or beauty, he has to know the Tagum of three psukim, is when he said, I'm a Kreiner and I can read, Aval Amalei Kreiner, but if he says, I'm a Balkari then it has to be that he has to be able to know Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and he has to know it Bidiuk, and he has to know it exactly. Not only does he have to know the Psukim, but he has to also know that Trop. The Gemara continues, if Reuven tells Rachel, I'm Nasha and Yishoyna, I'm being Mekadishu on condition that I'm a Shoyna, and the Lashon Shoyna generally means the Lashon of Mishnah, Chiski Amar Halachas. Chiski says, which refers to Halachas of Meshavi Sinai, as Rashi says, or as the Tezvi Yazakin says, it's referring to knowing the Mishnais, Rabbi Yechon Amar Torah, and Rabbi Yechon says it's referring to knowing the Torah. And at this point, the Gemara thinks that Rabbi Yechon means that he has to know Chumash, and he has to know how to learn Torah. The Gemara now asks Rabbi Yechon, the heck you say that when he says, I'm Nasha and Shoyna, it's referring to Chumash, if Ezi Mishnah, we have a Brice that states what is considered Mishnah, Ramei Oim Halachas. Ramei says it refers to Halachas, which means the Mishnais themselves, all the Halachas of Mesh Mishinai, and Ryuda Ime Medrash, and Ryuda says it refers to Medrash on the Torah. Rashi says, Safra Vesifri, Shehid Halachas Shal Medrash and Mikrais. Although Chiske could be going like Ramea, but Rabbi Yechon is not like Ramea, and he's not like Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yechon says, that someone says, I'm an Ashin Shaina, it's referring to someone that only knows Torah. And we continue on Daf Mem Tesla Vez, and the Gemara answers, My Torah, Medrash Torah, when Rabbi Yechon said that if Reuven says to Rachel, I'm an Ashin Shaina, that he has to know Torah, he doesn't mean that he has to know Chumash, he has to know the Medrash Torah, and that's exactly as Rabbi Yehuda stated, that the Lashon Mishnah refers to the Medrashim and the Halachas that we learn in the Safra and the Sifri. Once again, the Gemara continues, and that is only if Reuven said that I'm marrying on condition that I learned Mishnah. In that case, Chiski holds all he has to know is Mishnayis or Halachas Mesh Mishinai, and Rabbi Yechon says he has to know the Medrashi Torah, but he doesn't necessarily have to know Halachas and he doesn't have to know the Mishnah. However, Avla Amalot Tanana, but if he says I am a Tana, Ad Tani Hilchas Sifra, Sifri Vitesefta, then both Chiski and Rabbi Yechon agree that he has to know all the Mishnayis, Halachas Mesh Mishinai, and the Medrashi Torah. And the Gemara continues, I'm an Ashai Talmud. If Reuven says to Rachel that I'm marrying you on condition, I'm a Talmud, in Aimim Kishim ben Azir Kishim ben Zayma, we don't say that he's referring to the greatest of the Talmidim, which refers to Shim ben Azir Shim ben Zayma, because they never received Smicha, and therefore they were always Talmidim, and they were still the Gedei Adar. And Rashi explains that the reason why they didn't receive Smicha was because they were Bachurim, Vloy Bo Lechlav Smicha, Vloy Hil Bimeim Kamais Matera, and even so there was no one greater than Matera, Kithnam Shemes ben Azir Batla Shaktanim. Therefore, one may think that we set the bar very high, and the only way that would be a valid Kedushin is if the person is as great as Shim ben Azir Shim ben Zayma. The Gemara explains that the bar is not that high, that even if you ask this person one thing about the Indian that he's learning at that point, and even if he's learning something as easy as the Masechet of Kala, Rashi explains, as long as you ask him about one thing about what he's learning and he's able to respond, then we consider him a Talmud, and therefore the Kedusha would be valid. And the Taisu Riyaz Zakan explains, Kala is the Drasha Kamoi Igrita Kala Deicha. No, the Gemara tells us that the schar for going to Hashir is based on the fact that people are pushed together and that it's very crowded. And we see that the Gemara calls a shir and a drasha in the Lashon of Kala. And Rashi in our Gemara seems to be that this is a kula. However, Rashi himself the Shabbos states, Kol Shoshoyin Eisim B'chol Makim B'chol Hashas, that Filu Mesef the Kala, Bloy Rogoba Inchi, that generally people don't learn it, Vizen Nasaliba V'gosa, and this person went ahead and learned it. It seems from Rashi that although you don't have to be as great as Shim Ben Azir or Shim Ben Zayma, but you still have to be on a very high level. And the Gemara continues, if Reuven says to Rachel, I'm Nashani Chacham, Ein Oimim Kachachmi Yavna Ki Rabbi Kiva Chaveru, we don't say that Reuven has to be like the Chachmi Yavna, like Rabbi Kiva and his Chaverim, El Kol Shashayla and Sidva Chachma B'chol Mokav Eimari. However, we're talking about someone that if you ask him a Dva Chachma in any place and he's able to respond, and Rashi explains what's the difference between a Talmud and Chachma. A Talmud is someone that knows the actual braces or the actual learning that he learned, and he only knows the basics of what he learned. And Rashi explains, Dva Chachma, Milsa the Tali Vesvara, this is referring to something that requires a Svara, and not just the black letter law. And the Gemara continues, Am Nashani Gibor, if Reuven says to Rachel, on condition I'm a Gibor, in Oimim, we don't say Ka Avdon Ben Ner, he has to be as great as Avdon Ben Ner, who's the general of Shaul, Uchiyoy Ben Tzuriya, or as great as the general of David, who's Yoy Ben Tzuriya, Al Kol Shechavei, Misyarim, Menom, Pnei Gvurasei, but it's referring to someone that has enough Koyach and Gibor, that his friends are scared of him based on his Gvura. And the Gemara continues, Am Nashani Osher, in Oimim, Korabalos Ben Chasim, Korabalos Ben Isaiah, that if Reuven says to Rachel, that I'm marrying you on condition I'm an Osher, we don't say he has to be as wealthy as Rabbi Elazar ben Chasam or Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah. Rashi brings that Rabbi Elazar ben Chasam was very wealthy, based on the Gemara Maseches Yuma that states Shenich le'ovav elos finos, that his father left him over 1,000 ships in the Yam, uchenegdim elof ayaros by Yabosha, and 1,000 cities on dry land. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah traced the Alfi Agolim by Maaser me'edri kol shasa. maisa that every single year he would take off 12,000 kerevs, and that was his maisa, and therefore we see how wealthy he really was. And the Gemara tells us that the Kedusha would do bichal al kol shebnei ir mechabed naisim pnei oishrei, as long as the people of the city are mechabed him based on his wealth. And the Gemara continues, I'm not shani tzaddik. If Reuven says, I'm marrying you on kedusha I'm a tzaddik, I feel the Rasha Gomor, even if we know he's a Rasha Gomor, mikudashes misafik, it's considered valid kedushin shem hirachuva b'daitai, as maybe he had a hirachuva. As we know, b'makos shabali chuva inim ein tzaddik gomor yichoyel lamed, and therefore we look at this person as a tzaddik gomor, even though a moment beforehand he was a Rasha Gomor. And the Gemara continues, I'm not shani Rasha. If Reuven says to Rachel, I'm mikudashesly on condition I'm a Rasha, then I feel tzaddik gomor mikudashes, even though at that point he was a tzaddik gomor, it's still considered a suffic kedushin shem hirachuva. As maybe at that moment he was thinking about going off the derech and being oved avid zara. And as we learned earlier in the mesecta, although b'chol atar kula that machshava ra is not mitzaref l'maisa, however by avid zara even machshava ra is mitzaref l'maisa. As we know, someone that does avid zara is kekayfe b'chol atar kula, and therefore he's considered rasha gomer. And in both these cases, we stated that the kedusha would only be misafik, as we can't be certain that this was actually what occurred, and that's what Tezriya Zakin says on the side of Gemara of Harin Tatum and Kudeshes Misafik, the Shemu, as it's only based on the Shema, not Vadai. And before we continue, let's just point out that it's interesting that in our Gemara, we're using the term of Chacham, of Gibor, and of Ashiris as the Loshim Le Adam, and as people speak, and not based on the way it's brought in Mesechtes Avos of Ezu Chacham, Halim Kal Adam, Ezu Gibor, Kavish Sistrai, and Ezu Usher, Hasameach Bechalkai. The Gemara now continues and brings 14 members about 10 different portions and measurements that came to the world, and how they were split up within the world. The Gemara begins, Asar Kam Yoif Yard La'ilam Tishin Atlu Yishlayim Ve'echa Kalim Kulay. There were 10 measurements of beauty that came down to this world. 9 were taken by Yishlayim and the rest were taken by the rest of the world. Asar Kam Mashiris Yard La'ilam Tishin Atlu Yishlayim Ve'echa Kalim Kulay. There were 9 portions of Mashiris that came to the world. 9 were taken by Rome and 1 the rest of the world. Yukab Manias Yard La'ilam Tishin Atlu Bavel Ve'echa Kalim Kulay. There were 10 portions of Anias that came to the world. 9 were taken by Bavel and 1 the rest of the world. Asar Kam Gassis Yard La'ilam. There were 10 Kabim of Hordenis that came to the world. Tishnot Elam, Vecha Kalim Kulay. And the Gemara asks, how can you say that Gassus went to Elam, the Gassus of Bavel Nachas? Are you telling me that Gassus Ruach was not prevalent in Bavel? But the Pasuk says in Zechariah, the Essa Enai, that I lifted my eyes, the Erin, I saw, Vinay Shtayim Nashim Yoitzes, that there were 2 women that were carrying the Yitzhara in a very large measuring cup, and Ruach Bechanafayim, and there was wind in the wings, Velahina Kanafayim Kakanfe Chasida, and the wings, like were the wings of the stork, but he sent her as an ephor, and they carried the ephor, which is a measuring cup, being earth, being a shemayim, between the earth and the heavens. And I said to the malach adayubi that was speaking to me, on the haim ha-melichas this ephor, where are they taking this measuring cup? And he told me, live this lord bayis per Eretz Shinah, they're going to build a house in Eretz Shinah, which refers to Bavel. Rabbi Yechon explains this pasuk, zuchanufa v'gassiruach, sheyardel Bavel, that this pasuk is referring to the 2 women who represented the midas of flattery and of hoardiness. They went down to Bavel, so we see that Gassaruach were in Bavel. And Rashi explains that how do we know that they were carrying the Yitzhara of Chanifa and of Gassaruach? And Rashi states, because the Pasuk says, V'ruach b'chanafeyim, we know that someone is hoarding is called a Gassaruach. V'chanufa nir b'inai the da'iklah mikanfei chasida she'oisa chasidus in chavirseah, because referring to the stork, and the stork does chasidus with its chavirim and with its own kind. Therefore, the Gemara is asking that how can you say that Saru kabim Gassas yard lo'ilam and tishnat lo'ilam if l'chayre it went to Bavel? And the Gemara answers in l'hachat nachas that originally they went to Bavel, v'shtavu v'hu d'shtavu l'hasam, but ultimately they ended up in Elam, and that's where they settled. And they kanami d'tani livnis l'bayis, as the end result, the Pasuk says, livnis l'bayis, shema minah. So we see that although Chanufa stayed in Bavel, however the midah of Gassaruach went to Elam. And what is the raya from this Pasuk? And Rashi explains, gabei l'chak siv, because at the beginning of the Pasuk it states that when they're traveling it says, l'hina, that for them, and it's translated Lashon Rabbim, as the Pasuk stated, L'hina k'nafayim k'kan v'chasida. At the beginning of the Pasuk, there were actually 2 women. There was Chanufa and Gassaruach. And when v'gabi k'viusa, k'shabo libnes bayis, l'tfayim v'bovel, k'asav law, then the Pasuk says, Lashon Yachal, that it was only her, d'hina Chanufa l'chuda, as at that point it was only Chanufa, and Gassaruach did not stay in Bovel, and it went to Elam, Lashon Acher. And then Rashi brings another pshat, that the Pasuk says, libnes v'loy banu, that even though they wanted to build a home there, they ultimately did not build a home there as they went to Elam. I mean, top taste is Dibla Maska, Livnus Law Bias, where he brings a third shot that since the Torah states Livnus Law Bias, and only in 3 times in the Torah does Lashon Law come without a Mapakei, therefore over here we read it as if it says Livnus. Bnei Loi Bayis, although they originally intended to settle in Bavel, they never built a home there, and they actually went to Elam. Gemara continues, Eini, that how can we say that Gas Ruach is in Elam, Vamamar, similar Gas Zanias, that the simon for Gas Ruach is in a place where the Aniyim, Vanis Bavel, when we said that there were 10 Kab Vanis that came to the world, and 9 of them are in Bavel, and therefore we see that in Bavel, they were Aniyim, and therefore, L'chayr, they were Gas Ruach as well. The Gemara answers that although in our Gemara, when we said, Yukab Vanis, Yodel Elam, and Tishon Abubav, Ech Kolom Kulai, we're referring to actual Aniyis. However, when the Bryce stated that simon Lagasas is Aniyis, by Aniyis over there, the Lashon Aniyis means Aniyis Tetera, not actual physical poverty, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk states in Shir Hashim, Achos Lonuk Tana, that Bavel, who had great Talmid Chachamim that not only learned, but they were also able to teach Torah, they said regarding Elam, that we have a younger sister who is Elam, Vishadayim Elam, and she does not have breasts, and therefore she can't nurture anyone else. This refers to Elam, that although they knew how to learn, but they were not able to teach. This is compared to a woman who doesn't have breasts and can't nurse a child. Therefore, the memory of Simon Gassanias makes sense about Elam, that Elam were Aniyim in Torah, and they were also Gassi Ruach. And Rashi explained the Chsiv Achos Lonuk Tano, Alma Aniyis de Torah, be Elam hu, that in Elam they didn't have great Torah, as they weren't able to eat Torah. Shayib and Daniel could Chsiv, Vani Beshushan Abira, Shayib Elam Medina, Vechay Mordechai, that Daniel and Mordechai lived in Shushan Abira, which was Elam Medina, Vloy Hayo Derim Oiskim Torah, that generation were not Oiskim Torah, Vloy Zachu Elihu Acham Lamik, Eloy Hilam Shadayim Lanik, and these Chacham were not Zechot to teach, and it was as if they didn't have breasts in order to nurse. However, the Talmid Chacham Bavo was Zechot to teach, Kedachsib Ezra, Ki Hachel Bavo, Lahav Materes Hashem, Lamed Israel, Chaykum Mishpat. Rashi explains that Ein Lamani is the Torah, the Ein Neicha Al Gasi Ruach, her can't penetrate on someone that's a Gasi Ruach, the Matech Kasusai, Ein Mishamish Kol Tzachai, because he's a big Bagaiva, therefore he doesn't think that he has to learn as much, Vein Mechazal Shmuasai, and also doesn't Chazar as much, and therefore he's not able to teach. And previously we saw 5 different measurements that we spoke about already, and then we took a break in order to speak about 2 of them, and the Gemara now continues and speaks about 9 more measurements. Asar Kab and Gvur Yard Loilam Tishnut Pasayim, there were 10 measurements of Gvura, and 9 were taken by the Persians. Asar Kab and Kinim Yard Loilam, there were 10 measurements of lice in the world, Tishnut Lamadai. Asar Kab and Kshafim Yard Loilam, there were 10 measurements of Kishuv that were brought into the world, Tishnut Mitzrayim. Asar Kab and Nagoyim Yard Loilam, there were 10 measurements of leprosy and of sickness in the world, and Tesnut Mchazerim, and 9 were taken by Chazerim. And the Ritva brings down that some explain that when the Gemara states, Tesnut Mchazerim, it's referring to Edom, Kiruchsuboy, as it says in Tehillim in Capital Pay, Yechasmena Chazir Miyar, referring to Edom, as the Medrash brings, Lomanikra Shmei Chazir, and the reason why Edom is called with the Lashon Chazir, Sha'asa Kaj Baruch, Lachsir Lisrael, Asa Lavai, however, the Ritva says, Ve'in Serachakach, Kibisiv HaTavayim, Kosav, Chasaras Venagoyim, Bechazirim, Harbid Betavo, and we know that physically the Metzias is that Chazirim have a lav Tsaras and a lav Negoyim. And the Gemara continued, Kabam Znus Yard Loilam, Tishinut Lo Arabia, that there were 9 Kav of Znus that came to the world, and 9 were taken by the Arabians. Asar Kabam Aziz Yard Loilam, Tishinut Lo Meshan, Asar Kabam Sikh Yard Loilam, and Tishinut Lo Shnashim. The Gemara continues, Asar Kabam Shikris Yard Loilam, Tishinut Lo Kushim, that there were 9 measurements of drunkenness that came to the world, and 9 were taken by the Kushim. Instead of Shikris, some are Gary Shachris, that they were darkest and the blackest. Asar Kabam Shini Yard Loilam, Tishinut Lo Avadim, Ve'echinut Lo Kailam Kulay, there were 10 measurements of sleepiness and drowsiness in the world, and 9 were taken by Avadim, and Avadim are generally lazy, and 1 were taken by the rest of the world. Rashi explains when the Gemara explained that Asar Kabam Azas, Rashi states that refers to Mamzeris, and Tishinut Lo Meshan, Rubim Mamzerin, as Rav of Meshan, one Mamzerin, Kedamala Kaman, as the Gemara in the last parak will tell us, Gabi Yuchsin, Meshan Misa, Ovivam Samina Nami, Psul Dapanya, Mishub Psul Meshan, we know that the people of Meshan were Rav Mamzerim, as Rashi explains, and we will stop over here.